Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for joining me today. I hope that you and your loved ones are doing well and that you've been enjoying the autumn. God's world has truly come alive with the changes of the season. The chilled air, the scent of wood smoke on the wind, the crimson, gold, and orange bursts of leaves in the trees, the star-clear midnight skies, all pointing toward the coming winter and the coming new year. Our county has been busy as well. Every week now, often multiple times each week, there are seasonal events and activities to be a part of. Whether you're visiting boggers or local farm stands, whether you're cheering on at a local game or perusing vendors at any number of fall festivals, or enjoying a hot meal and keeping warm, the place that we call home is a place to be. It's at this time of the year when we begin to appreciate home more than we might otherwise do. In the spring and the summer, we're running around, outside and enjoying the outdoors, and we enjoy the long days in the lingering twilight. We go on day trips, on vacations, and do all kinds of things that keep us busy from the time we get up in the morning until the time we go to sleep at night. And true, while we're doing quite a lot in the autumn as well, the shorter days and earlier evenings mean we tend to be at home more often. When the busy days end, we're at home. Life seems to slow down a bit, and then we begin to think and reflect more on life and home itself. We think of family, of loved ones, of friends. We appreciate the time, and considering Thanksgiving is only a little more than a month away, we embrace gratitude and we thank God for what we have. As the current Board of Carroll County Commissioners approaches the completion of our first full year in office, which will come this December, home remains at the forefront of everything that I do, and I know that home is just as important to my fellow commissioners. There are quite a few places in our county, small crossroads, hamlets, villages, and unincorporated towns, where speeding by drivers passing through becomes a routine concern for those who live in those areas. The commissioners, working together with Sheriff Jim DeWeese, have provided funding to purchase flashing speed warning signs which can be deployed and redeployed to problematic areas. The sheriff also ensures that, when concerns about speeding reach him directly or through the commissioners, deputies are sent out to do targeted enforcement of those particular areas. The speed signs will further assist the sheriff and his deputies in countering those who speed, and it also signifies the fantastic and crucial working relationship between the commissioners and law enforcement. Even small things, like speed signs, make home a lot better. Now, the Board of Commissioners has also made two other significant decisions in the past few weeks to improve two Carroll County landmarks, the Farm Museum and Union Mills Homestead. A few years ago, as you'll probably remember, the maintenance building at the Farm Museum burned down due to malicious activity, and while the building itself was reconstructed, it had not yet been completed inside. The small but dedicated maintenance crew over at the Farm Museum has been working out of a basement, which is not conducive to much of what they have to do. This includes preparing the grounds not only for visitors on a daily basis, but to host major events and celebrations, such as the Veterans Celebration, the 4th of July, and the Maryland Wine Fest, among others. Our decision to provide funding to finish out the building now means that the maintenance workers at the Farm Museum will have the space to do their work and will make facilitation of major events that much easier. It also means that in an emergency situation, other county crews will be able to use that facility's space. Now, over at Union Mills, we voted to replace the current mill wheel, which is well beyond a state of repairability. While some may understandably question the decision to replace the mill wheel, the homestead cannot function without it, as a mill wheel is central to its historic significance as a mill. The homestead is host to major functions and events as well, such as the Microbrewery Festival and the August Corn Roast. It's also a major tourist destination and plays a central role in the preservation of our county's history. The wheel itself will also last for at least 25 years, and with expert care and tending, we may be able to lengthen its life even beyond that. Now, as you may know, we're also considering the coming fiscal year's budget and seeking places to cut spending. But problematic to all of this is the Blueprint Plan for Education, mandated by the state of Maryland, which ultimately will cost Carroll County over $50 million every year. We simply do not have that kind of money, and neither does any other county in the state. Carroll County, along with every other county, has signed onto a letter to be sent to Governor Moore seeking clarification, greater local control, and flexibility in reaching the goal set by Blueprint. We've been working with our awesome Board of Education and our awesome delegates and senators to do so. The commissioners and the Board of Education are meeting regularly, and all of us had a combined meeting with our delegates and senators recently as well. We're continuing to learn that Blueprint is going to be even costlier and more confusing than previously thought. For example, Blueprint mandates a starting teacher salary of $60,000. But what about a teacher who may have already been working for several years who has just earned that $60,000 mark? What this means is that the entire structure for teacher salaries is going to have to be reworked. And that doesn't include Blueprint mandates that teachers receive salary increases for things like certifications. There's also a question of funding per student in any given school. For example, Blueprint mandates that so much money be spent on a student with a special learning need or English as a second language. But the problem is that students often fall under multiple categories. A student who has special needs may also speak English as a second language, and so what does that mean as far as funding? These are the kinds of issues that all of us are seeking clarification on. While the outcome is uncertain for what it is that we're trying to do by appealing to the governor, what I want to make clear is that our Board of Commissioners, our Board of Education and Superintendent, our delegates, our senators, all stand together, united, on behalf of our county and the place that we call home. As I wrap things up today, I want to take a moment to reflect on the horror that is occurring over in the Middle East. I ask you to pray for Israel, for the Israelis, and for all of the innocent people who have had their homes, their lives, and their world upended by the barbarity of the terrorist attacks committed by Hamas. Home is a fragile thing. For all that we gain and treasure in home, home depends upon us to make it safe and to make sure that it continues on stronger for future generations. Times are tough here in our own country, true enough. But as I always say, because I believe it from the bottom of my heart, we are Americans. With God's help, anything is possible for us. And so I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and I thank you for joining me today.